is climate change impacting farmers and the food that's available in grocery stores or farmers markets? And how will restaurants that rely on local produce be affected? These are questions Akanksha Agarwal examines for us in a story that begins with a roundtable held in Pittsburgh about these issues. And she's here now to talk with me about what she learned. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Kara.
So the idea for this piece came from a climate and food roundtable organized by the James Beard Foundation that was held around Lunar New Year at a Chinese restaurant in Pittsburgh. Why was this roundtable convened and who was there?
The roundtable was organized by the James Beard Foundation as a part of their Climate Solutions for Restaurant Survival campaign. And I think they just wanted to bring together people from different parts of the food system to talk about climate change in Pittsburgh, to talk about how it's affecting farms, restaurants, different people through the food system, and also to kind of let them know that they have tools for climate advocacy. Also to let them know that they're not alone in this. That other restaurant owners, you know, other farmers, other folks are facing similar issues. It was at Chengdu Gourmet in Pittsburgh, North Hills, which is an amazing Sichuanese restaurant. It's some of the most delicious food you'll ever eat. The group included farmers, food system advocates, people had come all the way from New York and Philadelphia, restaurant owners, policymakers. Congressman Chris DeLuzzo was there, along with, you know, leaders from Sustainable Pittsburgh, Grow Pittsburgh. The idea was to look at the whole food chain, from farms to restaurants, and talk about the climate pressures that are already affecting the food chain.
What were some of the issues discussed at the roundtable, and what was the general mood like among attendees?
So, you know, one of the biggest issues discussed was how climate change is already disrupting, you know, the agriculture and food supply chain in Western Pennsylvania. It's not like an obscure future threat. It is already here. And a lot of the farmers talked about how unpredictable the weather has been. Just a few days ago, temperatures felt like summer. Right now, it's feeling like back in the throes of winter. Farmers say that this kind of volatility makes it really harder to plan growing seasons. Another issue people discussed was infrastructure, things like regional meat processing, cold storage, distribution networks. And, you know, when extreme weather disrupts transportation or farming operations, because it can also become a logistics issue, right? Weak infrastructure can quickly create bottlenecks in the food system.
Like flooding, for example.
Right. And having things more locally, more regionally can help strengthen the food system. The mood, despite all of this, the mood was, I would say, largely positive. It was really collaborative and it was also really practical.
Let's dig into some of those issues that you spoke about. After the event, you spoke with some local agriculture leaders. What are some of the issues that climate change is bringing up right now for these growers and producers?
For the growers, it's just been unpredictable growing seasons, wetter growing seasons. Fields can stay saturated for weeks, which increases the risk of plant diseases, of mold, and it makes difficult to plant crops on time. Ben Buchanan from Unified Fields, who is a butcher, also said that cattle feel these extreme weather swings. It affects them a lot worse than just extreme temperature. Extreme swings in temperature are a lot worse from them than just, say, like extreme cold or extremely hot temperatures. And it's fairly easy for farmers to move things around on frozen ground. That includes equipment, that includes livestock, but it's a lot more difficult to maneuver things around when the ground is wet. And, you know, when the snow is melting really quickly, muddy conditions, wet conditions make farm operations a lot more difficult.
How are the climate pressures that growers and producers are feeling being absorbed by restaurants?
Restaurants often feel these changes really quickly because they depend directly on farms for these ingredients, especially a lot of these restaurants in our area that do farm-to-table sourcing. So if a farmer cannot grow something because of weather, say, for example, peppers, if the crop fails because of too much rain or heat, then that ingredient is simply not available and restaurants cannot put it on their menus. So a lot of these chefs have to adapt, and some adaptations are a lot easier than other. They might change dishes, they might find other local ingredients, or they might have to redesign their menus altogether to kind of reflect what farmers are actually able to grow in the season. Some restaurants are already doing this really intentionally. Sarah Schaefer at Tina's Bar and Bottle Shop told me their menu is actually focused on things like bread, conserved fish, locally sourced cheeses. So it's actually a pretty resilient menu already, instead of ingredients that are difficult to source year-round. Restaurants also operate on super tight margins. At times, it's just 3 to 5% pre-tax. So when ingredient supply becomes unpredictable or prices rise, they have to balance sustainability goals with like keeping meals affordable to customers. And after a point, there is only so much cost that you can pass at your customer before the customer saying what's going on, like, why is this price this much? So educating customers can also be a valuable component of this.
What are or can policymakers do to make things easier for farmers and the local supply chain? What are some of the solutions that you learned about?
So one of the big policy conversations centered around the Federal Farm Bill, which is the legislation that funds many of the programs that, support farmers across the United States. And this is especially important right now because the current framework is based on the 2018 Farm Bill, which the Congress has to extend while lawmakers negotiate a new version of the bill. This bill, billions of dollars are spent on things like conservation programs, crop insurance, disaster assistance, support for farmers dealing with extreme weather. And a lot of these programs help farmers adopt what is called climate smart practices, planting cover crops, improving soil health, managing water better, so that farms can like withstand these extreme temperature conditions and these heavy rainfalls better. But also funding by itself isn't enough. Farmers often need technical support to access a lot of these programs. And right now, there are a lot of staffing shortages at a lot of these agencies like Natural Resources Conservation Service that help farmers apply for these programs. It would be really useful if the consumer knows that they have a voice, where small business owners know that they have a voice and they can call their representatives, they can call their elected members and let them know what is meaningful to them. And a lot of the people at the conference emphasized, do not hesitate to call your reps, leave long voicemails, use your voice. And that goes for all of us as consumers, as it goes for farmers, it goes for restaurant owners. And another very interesting thing to note is that Pennsylvania actually has its own state farm bill, which was passed in 2019. This includes funding for things like urban agriculture programs, local food initiatives. It also protects our farmlands. And beyond policy programs, people also really spoke about the need for stronger food infrastructure. Some of the things that we spoke about earlier, regional meat processing facilities, cold storage, transportation networks. Because if there is, say, for example, snow on the ground for weeks and weeks, how does a truck move things from point A to point B? It is also a logistics problem. How do farms get their ingredients to the restaurants? So it's not just about whether they were able to grow those ingredients or not, but the ingredients actually have to make it all the way across to the restaurants for the restaurants to put them on the plate.
What do you think is an important takeaway for consumers and people who want to support local food?
The food system is a lot more interconnected than most people realize. And a really good point that the folks at Sustainable Pittsburgh made is that we need to celebrate our local restaurants a lot more. Supporting local farms and restaurants helps strengthen those regional networks. In many cases, a small regional system can actually be a lot more resilient than very long supply chains. And it'll also keep the money in our own community. So consumers play a really important role through their everyday choices. Where are you getting your coffee from? Where are you shopping? Where are you eating? What business are you supporting?
Was there anything, as you, a food writer, found surprising while reporting this piece?
You know how farmers weren't talking about climate change as a future risk? They were describing things that they're dealing with right now. As a food writer, to me, it really made clear that climate change is already shaping the food system.
Well, thank you so much, Akanksha.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Akanksha Agarwal is a wine, travel, and lifestyle writer. You can read her full story at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.